Texas Democrats want illegal aliens to have driver's licenses. It's Monday, February 13th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Welcome to Monday. Hope you're ready for the week, because it's here. Among other things this morning, you're going to learn about a push by Democrats to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens in Texas, and you're going to find out why a Republican congressman is trying to block China from owning farmland in the United States. But first up, among the 77 Americans permanently blacklisted from entering the Russian Federation is Texas Attorney James E. Traynor III. He serves on the Federal Elections Commission, a post he was appointed to by President Donald Trump back in 2020. The Russian Foreign Ministry said the action was taken due to the United States' hostile actions against Russia. In total, Russia's blacklisted more than 1,300 Americans from traveling there since last year, whether any of those folks ever intended to or not. For his part, Traynor laughed off being blacklisted by Russia and said he's glad that he's been able to work against Russian interference in U.S. elections. As Republicans pick through the details of the committee assignments handed out last week by Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan of Beaumont, they're finding new reasons to be upset about Phelan's practice of putting Democrats in charge of key policy areas. For example, Democrat lawmaker Joe Moody of El Paso was tapped by Phelan to chair the House Committee on Criminal Jurisprudence. As the name implies, this committee is tasked with overseeing all matters pertaining to criminal law in Texas. Republican Party of Texas Chairman Matt Rinaldi and others are raising concerns over Moody's legislative record on the subject of criminal justice. Moody has a history of pushing red flag gun confiscation proposals, and he's filed legislation this session to create a registry of certain gun sales. They point out he also wants to abolish the death penalty. It should be noted that Moody was one of the 2021 quorum breakers who fled to Washington, D.C. in an effort to stall legislation dealing with election security. Most Americans weren't aware of China's spying activities until last week when the big spy balloon was shot down by the U.S. military. Others have been concerned for a lot longer. That includes Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson, who represents much of the state's panhandle. In an interview on Luke Macias' podcast last week, Jackson discussed legislation he's filed that's designed to protect American farmland from being purchased by the Chinese government and its functionaries. Jackson says it's a national security issue.
I got 25 years of experience in the armed services and the military. I am going to approach ag like it's a national security issue, because it is. And I think people every single day are realizing more and more that ag is a national security issue in this country. If we can't secure our food source and we can't, you know, basically control our supply chain from the ag side, then we're at the mercy of whoever does that.
You can find that full interview, as well as all of Luke Macias' shows, at TexasScorecard.com and everywhere you listen to podcasts. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, Democrats in the Texas House are trying to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. For the fourth consecutive session, Democrat State Representative Ramon Romero Jr. of Fort Worth has introduced legislation that would allow people who are in the country illegally to nonetheless obtain a Texas driver's license. There are an estimated 1.6 million illegal aliens living in Texas alone. 18 states currently allow illegal aliens to have driver's licenses. Romero claims the bill would increase the safety of Texas roads, lower costs of business and drivers, and, apparently he thinks this is a selling point, it would provide greater mobility for illegal aliens. Opponents, however, say it's incomprehensible that anyone would give illegal aliens official documentation or provide them with greater mobility. Chris Russo of Texans for Strong Borders says Romero's legislation would have the effect of assisting narco-terrorist cartels in conducting their human and drug trafficking operations. You can check out this story with its additional background at TexasScorecard.com. The stories featured today were originally reported at Texas Scorecard by Sidney Henry, Daryl Frost, and Luke Macias. The Texas Minute is produced in the 1836 studios by Drew Cook. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. You've been warned. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.